Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
That's it. Chris Daukaus makes it 3-for-3. Another knockout victory for this fighter from Philly.
3 fights, 3 wins, 3 knockouts. This man is a real threat to everybody in the heavyweight division because he has excellent jiu-jitsu as well. But it has been the hands that has got the job done.
Chris Daukaus!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous! Listen to me, we're at it!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. We're a little late today. It's my fault.
Not really.
So apologize to Chris Daukaus, our first guest. I just this stupid storm. I had these leaky windows, and I literally want to throw my a chair through my fucking windows.
What happened to your windows, Jimmy?
They've been leaking since I moved in, but now they're just, it's like little drips of water, and I'm putting this Gorilla Tape on and this Flex Tape, and it's all shit. None of it works.
Listen, it's good, first of all. It's good to vent about it first.
I'm furious.
You gotta just vent about it. It'd be better if you were training because that will help you deal.
But it won't help with the window. I need help with the window. Like I need the window to not leak like it's not supposed to.
I understand it's leaking. But you know what? It could be the winter time. And then your little bird, you'll be all cold in there. So listen,
I know, but it's just it's been leaking, dude. It's been leaking. It has been leaking.
I hear you.
And I can't stand it. Like I've asked these guys to fix it. I just can't stand it.
Well, Jimmy, I'll tell you right now. This is what we can't let it do. We can't let it ruin your good day, your day today.
It's ruining my life. These windows. These windows are ruining my life. They shouldn't be leaking water. It's like it's drooling. My fucking window is stupid, and it's just drooling. I have a stupid drooling window, and none of the solutions work. Gorilla Tape, all that stuff is shit. Yeah. It's just the water just kind of goes around the tape and comes in.
Jimmy, I swear, I wish I was a handyman. But I'm not.
All right, let's bring in Chris Daukaus.
Let's bring in Chris Daukaus, and I think he's going to change the whole movie.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. I'm just this.
Listen, I understand windows. I get it.
Hey, Chris, sorry we're late, man. It's my fault.
Hey, what's up? Nah, you guys are cool. Don't worry about it. Trust me.
I'm dealing with leaky windows. My windows are leaking, and it's literally ruining my life, these stupid leaky windows, and I can't fix them.
Listen, trust me, I'm the same way. My house is the same way.
Chris, I apologize for only because my friend's usually very chipper. Jimmy's a comedian. He's borderline jolly, you know, and he came in today and I was almost afraid to speak. I don't get intimidated really easily, but I was just like, oh, Jimmy.
No, it's just frustrating. Yeah, like I'm just murderous about these windows because they've been kind of, nobody wants to help like the building. Like it's just one of those things. It's like a, just a quality of life thing. And when you see your window, you, that every drop that comes in, you're like, motherfucker, because you can't fight water. You know, I wish it was bees. I could kill them.
Well, listen, Jimmy, Bruce Lee says to be like water. And let's talk about another window. A window of opportunity. Yeah. We got Chris. You like the way I did that, Jimmy?
First Not of all. No, it's terrible, but you're right.
Chris,
yo.
I'll tell you, man, you are fun to watch fight. I know, I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yes.
You don't like going to a decision.
No. I don't trust the judges, you know, so I'd rather just keep it in my hands. So
out of all your fights, I'm looking 11-3, 3-0 in the UFC.
Yep.
How many finishes do we have in out of those 11? Is
you 10.
You had 10 finishes.
Wow. 10 finishes, yeah. 10 finishes, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I don't like the judges. So I just kind of keep everything, you know, in-house and me being able to do it and doing it that way.
And you're a Philadelphia police officer, and you're still actively, you're still working?
Still, yep, still there.
How many years?
10 years. I just had 10 years in July. So
that's a, and that's a busy place, Philadelphia.
Yeah. I would say so. An interesting stat that we just had, we just surpassed New York, Chicago, and Baltimore for murders. So that's good.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, wow. So that's really fun.
Do people beg to be your partner? Like you're the guy that I would want to, like you want the guy who's the jujitsu black belt who really knows how to fight. They all want to team up with you, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So my, my partner Jay is super lucky to have me. So yeah.
So wait, who do you train with there in Philly?
Will Martinez. He's a black belt under Carlos Machado.
Oh, excellent. I'm a Carlos. Yeah. Carlos Machado, Jimmy.
Yep.
Yes.
And to give you a little, you know, a little trivia. Do you know who Carlos Machado is? Is the brother-in-law to, or who is his brother-in-law? Carlos Machado. Let me do this.
Wait.
Me and Chris are going to do the theme of Jeopardy. You ready, Chris? You don't have to do it. Ready? Ready?
All right.
Ready? Ding, ding.
Wonder
ding,
Boy.
Ding, ding. Jimmy, you know it?
Wonder Boy.
Very good, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You wanted absolutely nothing but our respect.
I know.
Dude, that's a dangerous family, those
Machados. Yes, certainly is.
That is.
Oh, that's awesome. So how did you first get started with the mixed martial arts? What was your first discipline?
It was jujitsu. I started out doing jujitsu. I was commuting to college. I was driving past an MMA gym for like 2 years, 3 years. Finally, I decided to just go in there and start jujitsu. Did jujitsu for about 3 months and then jumped into MMA.
How old were you when you first started?
I was like 19. So I was late. My brother started out when he was like 14, 15. So.
Oh, okay.
He's he's another UFC fighter. Yeah. My brother fights in the middleweight division. So he's fighting Kevin Holland. So it's a good little scrap that he's got on his hands.
Yeah, and Kevin is dangerous right now because I think he's dropped two straight, right? So I think Kevin is probably a very dangerous guy to face right now.
Yep. But you know, that's why we're in the UFC. We want to fight the most dangerous guys, the most well rounded guys, and you know that's what they keep doing with us. So I'm down with it.
Now, do your guys when you're partnered up with somebody, do you ever catch other cops letting you do more of the work than you should?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Like they'll handle all of, like the talking, and then if anything has to get physical, they kind of like take a half step back, and I'm just like, all right, I guess it's my turn to go now. So yeah. It sucks, but
how much does the jujitsu help though? Because we talked to Jimmy Rivera about that and a bunch of other guys. Like, how much does that help when you're having to deal with a suspect to know how to disarm somebody kind of with martial arts?
I think it should be taught in the police academy. And for whatever reason in Philadelphia, it's not taught in the police academy and in their defensive tactics. You know, it's even if you don't know how to disarm somebody, you can just, you know, the body mechanics and how the body works and how you could feel how they're going to move or how they're going to post on something or how they're pushing back. And you can counter that. And I think that, you know, the Philadelphia Police Department and all cops across the country should be trained in jiu-jitsu.
You're dealing with people resisting. So it's like, that's what you're dealing with in a friendly environment. So when it happens in an unfriendly environment, it's just muscle memory. You're used to people pinning you down, you're reversing, and it's really priceless. I mean, and you know, I teach a ton of police officers too, and they bring me stories all the time. And I just think it should be the number one thing taught. You know, I mean, it's just so crazy to me. I think it's more politics than anything else.
I definitely agree. And I think it's a whole political thing. But hey, I'm not getting into that. So
now, did you know you wanted to be a cop because you had family being on the force, or what made you want to do it?
Yeah,
that's such a tough job.
Yeah. So my dad, he's a sergeant in the SWAT teams over here in Philadelphia. So it was kind of like a backup type plan. You know, he was always bugging me to actually get on the job. He was, it's a great job, great benefits. You know, they say it's like the greatest show on earth, which it really is. But it was a time where they are having the test. I took it. I didn't think anything was going to happen. I actually didn't hear anything for a full calendar year of like whether or not I was going to like join. And then they called me on a Friday. They're like, hey, you start on Monday if you want the job. And then the rest is history. I've been here for 10 years.
Wow. And you love it, or is it something that you want to move away from?
I'm getting the hell out of there, man. I can't stand this. I'm getting the hell out of there. No, but it's definitely a career that I cherish, and I'm thankful that I actually did. But it's time for me to move on.
You want to fight full time, like without the distractions? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to the UFC level, top 10 in the heavyweight division, working a full time career, and I want to see what I'm going to be able to do without that.
What do you think of Francis taking a little bit of time and not fighting, especially after just getting the belt? Again, the analogy I've made is Rocky III. Like, you hope that's not what's happening, just enjoying the title too much.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm the type of guy who likes to stay active. I'm not sure how Francis likes to work his camps, to work his training. I did see that he was going to Africa and doing like the whole press tour type thing. So I don't know if he kind of fell in love with that and fell in love with everyone screaming his name. But you know what? He's a deserving champion. He should be, fighting for the belt, obviously. So I'm really excited to see how that fight plays out with him against Cyril.
Gotta feel good, man, to be knocking people out. You're a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yep, black belt in jiu-jitsu. One year today. Yeah.
Oh, so congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Dude, so you're a Jedi, but yet you're getting all your wins with your fists. People, they don't even know the extent of what you could do on the floor because you're not even.
No, I'm not doing it. And I'm okay with it. Do I want to show off a little bit? Yeah. But you know what? Knocking people out is really fun. And, it's fun. You just touching them and then they go to sleep. And I get paid better when I knock people out. So
bonus, yeah.
Knock more people out. So
now, is jiu-jitsu something like, Roy Nelson for a while just started using that giant right. And like, are you ever at a point where you're nervous? Like, you don't want to get so in love with it that you don't, that you overuse it, or you use it when you shouldn't, when you should be grabbing somebody and trying to take them to the ground. Have you run into that at all or had any moments like that?
Maybe earlier in my career, but as of now I've become a smarter fighter on what tools to use in what certain situations. But if you look at my last three UFC fights, there's really been no chance for me to grab on to anybody. They've been kind of, I just been hitting them, touching them, and then they've kind of been falling down. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, that feels great. And the jiu-jitsu will be there when you need it. That's
exactly.
The beauty about that, you have
exactly.
There's a plan B there,
There's always that plan B. It's always in my back pocket. And you know what? I like to keep people in the dark about a lot of things. And my jiu-jitsu game is definitely one of them.
And not to mention being like going back to you being a police officer, I bet you're using your jiu-jitsu way more than you're striking.
Yes, you're grappling something.
I mean, otherwise you'll be on the fucking news. No,
exactly, but
you'll be, hey man, there's only so many body shots you can do. No, I'm only kidding. But listen, you're fucking Jimmy. No. But yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's where the jiu-jitsu really comes into play. Because I'll tell you, I put a couple people to sleep, and I loved it too. And ever since I got done fighting, I've been sparred one day since. So I can't.
Yeah.
You're already, I can tell you're brighter than me. I can't afford to take any more fucking balls. You know what I mean? But the jiu-jitsu, you could train hard.
Absolutely, yeah.
As if the guys are resisting. And again, if anything, it just makes you smarter. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm with you. And I wholeheartedly believe that every cop in the country should be training jiu-jitsu, not only just for the job, but for all the other aspects of the sport.
Oh, Oh, hell yeah. So, hey, tell us something unrelated to MMA that you do as like a hobby or something.
I grill. I got a Traeger. I smoke meats and all that good stuff. So, you know, so that's really good. I'm big on the ribs. So like I'll set some ribs up right before, like if I have like a class or something or a practice, I'll set them up, put them on the grill, go do what I got to do, come back home, finish it off. And then I'm eating good. Plus I'm a heavyweight. I don't have to cut any weight. So that's really nice. Good. Yeah.
I got a grill on my terrace and I've tried to use it one time and I started an 8-foot blaze and had to panic throw the thing. I'm just not good at anything like that. But you have a nice big grill in the yard that you use?
Nice big grill in the yard. That was really the one and only thing I bought with my first UFC check. So I was really excited about that. It was something I've wanted for a while. And the wife loves it. And we have like family dinners on Sundays and everybody keeps coming back. So I'm assuming that my food's really good. So I'm just going to keep making it.
That's so great. You know what's sad about you have any kids, by the way, you know?
I do. I have a 2.5-year-old son.
Oh, congrats, man. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, it's so funny, man. Cause we do the same thing with the grill, but Jimmy, my wife works the grill. I'm afraid I'm going to burn something. I'm really useless. She even does the handiwork around the house. I'm fucking, I'll tell you, Chris, if I couldn't fight and be a little silly, I'd be effed in life.
You and me both, man. You and me both. Hey, at least I can grow. I'm not handy. My wife's handy, so she's good with that. But
yeah.
And you're fighting Abdur Akhimov on the 21st. Is 25th, sorry. And he's 25th, I think he's 7 and you're 10. So that's great. You guys are closely ranked, but that's a nice jump. If you can beat him and take that 7, that's a nice jump.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that he actually makes the fight this time. This will be the third time that we're scheduled to fight. So, hopefully he makes it. It's a pay-per-view card with Volkanovski and Ortega. So I think that's a little extra incentive for him to actually make the fight. Go in there, I'll whoop his ass, and then I'll be out and get my name on a big pay-per-view.
Why didn't he make the last two fights? Was he injured or was it COVID or?
Nah, so the first one, I'll give him a break. His cornerman tested positive for COVID, so he get that one. The second one, we rescheduled it for a week or so later, and he apparently got back to the UFC brass and everyone and said that he was tired from his fight camp, so he didn't want to fight me.
Wow.
Those are his exact words, that he did not want to fight because he was tired from, from his fight camp. Like everyone isn't tired from a fight camp. So, he didn't fight me. He didn't get on the plane. I was, I was actually headed to my last training session before flying out to Vegas on Monday night. And I got the call from my manager saying that he wasn't going to make the fight. And then, Mick Maynard, he called me up. He's like, yo, listen, when do you want to fight? I said, get me on the next pay-per-view card. And that's what he did. And then I'm grateful for that. So hopefully he makes it. And you guys be seeing me on there and I'll be putting another knockout in there.
Yeah, that's got to give you some extra motivation. He made you wait.
Yeah, definitely. I'm tired of waiting. My wife is she doesn't like me when I'm in fight camp, so it's been a little rough, but it's been good.
Why doesn't she like you? You're waking up early. You're cranky. What is it?
Yeah. I'm just kind of like in a totally different mindset. I don't get I refrain from everything, from drinking, from all kinds of sweets and stuff like that. Really going out and like having fun with her, like doing stuff. So she's. She really needs it, and hopefully this time around it actually comes to fruition.
You can get a little irritable, no? I don't know how you get.
A little bit. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Like, you're doing 2 or 3 sessions a day, 7 days a week or 6 days a week, whenever you're doing, and your body's broken down and everything, every little thing, like your kid, and then she's on top of you about something as simple as, like, taking a trash out, and you're like, listen, I'll take it out. And it's just the thing. And it's just the constant grind and little things set you off as you know, from flight camp. So.
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, hopefully this one will happen, man.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm praying that it actually happens. So.
Well, look, man, it's really good talking to you. You must be a fascinating guy. Like because everyone had like there's always, fighters always have good stories. Cops always have good stories. And you got both. So you must be the guy that everybody listens to at a party. Everybody wants to have a conversation with.
Everybody always wants to have a conversation with me. They want to hear crazy cop stories. They want to hear crazy fighter stories. And I got plenty of them, especially working where I work down in North Philly. It's the life that I've lived so far and like the crazy shit that I've seen, it's definitely, I definitely could write a book.
Yeah, because you, it's weird too, because you're fighting in the UFC, you're fighting skilled guys who really know how to fight. But when you're working, you're fighting guys who have lower skills, but also have no rules that they're sticking by.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the times they're, you know, higher intoxicated, and certain drugs make them feel like they're Superman. So that's always fun. That's always fun when sixies are on top of a guy and he just stands up like Derek Lewis, and he's 115 pounds. And you're just like, all right, I have no idea what the hell we're going to do with this guy. But everyone jump on him. So, yeah.
That's great, man. Hey, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Absolutely.
One day, maybe you will write a book. But
maybe we'll see.
The story is still being written, homie. I can't wait.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Nice to have you on, dude.
Yeah, good talking to you, Chris. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
The way Chris was talking, it sounded like with Shamil, it sounded like he was saying, you know, about him.
Oh, Abdul-Mateev, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of, it kind of sounded like, Shamil, don't want it. Listen, Jimmy.
I'd rather hear my window drip.
Listen, I like that Chris Dawkins.
Yeah, though. Me too.
And I'm looking forward to that fight. I have a couple things to talk about. I seen a new program. It's a Marvel.
What'd you say?
We can talk about that.
What is it?
You know, it's called What If, and it's on Disney Plus. And it's basically it's based on an old comic. And I always dug the concept. It's basically like What If, like an alternate like universe. It's like the same like people.
Oh yes, yes, I remember that. Yes, that comic book.
Yeah, they made different decisions.
You know what if? I mean? Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about the first episode. It's what if like Peggy Carter got the super serum instead of Captain America. It was kind of cool. It was kind of cool, but it wasn't great. It was cool. But the second one is like, what if like Black Panther was Star-Lord? Like what if they came down, they picked up, you know, the Black Panther as a kid instead of picking up Peter Quill. And it was just cool, man. I enjoyed it. So you could do worse than watching that What If. It's the animation in it is very cool. So anyway, I enjoyed it. That's my thing.
I remember the comic book too. I used to love those comic books.
Yeah, it's like a different spin on like all the characters and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So Jimmy, this morning, yes. I had something else to say.
What?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, listen, this is what I will say. Is that, you know, I know I've been not cornering anybody for a long time. You know,
yes.
I was surprised. When did I say that? When was Aljo's fight after that? And I didn't corner.
A few months ago.
Was it only 2 months ago?
No, a few months ago. Four months ago, maybe.
Whatever. Find out when that date was. I don't know. It feels like a while ago, but I guess not that long ago. And it was in March. Okay. So I'm not jumping in. I'm not doing this every other weekend.
Sure.
I'm not doing what I used to do. You know what I mean? But there's certain things you got to, you know, I want to, you know, this, like guys I'm really attached to. And, you know, when we did all these, when we go to corner people, it was always like the team and we just lost a team doc. So like, it's so like that alone is like devastating. So sure. I don't even want Longo to go out there alone, basically. So I'm going to go corner for Marab. And that's it. I'm not, Am I jumping on the corners? Am I not? I don't. I'm thinking to fight it as a time.
You want it to be an option when you want it, not like
Kids, man. So I don't like to take time away. You know what I mean? This time I'm not going to be able to go away. You know, I got my priorities straight.
Sure.
Know? And I love and certain things I'm going to be around the family, but there's times I can get away, and there's fights I can make. Sometimes I'm going to make them. Because who knows how much longer we're gonna do this, and that when just the loss of the team doc just really make me look at a couple of things where, who knows how many times me and Longo are gonna make that walk together. So yeah. I want to be there for Marab, and I want to be there for Longo too. So I'm gonna corner Marab, and that's it. I'm not talking about any other corner as far as Aljo or this or that one. I'm taking it a fight at a time, and right now I'm letting you know that I'll be cornering out Marab. I'll be cornering Marab. So that's good. That's good news. And that's a positive thing. I don't ever want to feel like you say, oh, you said this. Now, how could you ever go do that? I go how I feel. I follow my
of course.
I follow my instincts. I follow my heart. I was going to say in a corny way. But recent events, like I said, made me look at certain things differently. And I want to be there for both Marab and for Longo in this upcoming battle. So that's that, dude. This morning, Jimmy, I rolled with a couple of my fucking black belts.
How was that?
My buddy Craig, he looks like a He-Man figure. Dean Thomas wrote in on my Instagram thing. He looks like, you found the black Matt Serra, he said. He's bigger than me, though. He's a stocky guy. But I rolled with him, broke in his black belt. And another one of my police officer black belts, Joe Riley. So I got an hour with them in. And then right after that, you think I got off the mat after that, Jimmy?
I hope not.
Jimmy, hell no. I stayed because I had close to 30 people, maybe a little more, for the afternoon class. So normally I let my Jedi, Dan, Poolmaster, I let him do that class. But, you know, he taught the 7 a.m. Dude, go home, recharge, come back tonight. I got these mofos. My name's on the wall.
Right.
I'll sweat with these guys. So we had a great time. And now I'm here with you, Jimmy. My day cannot be going any better.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, Jimmy, I watched the watch party.
And?
Loved it.
Oh, good, buddy.
Me and you look like a... We actually look like a really old couple where we just talking. It's kind of.
I'm sorry. I'm shitty today. I'm just so fucked up over my windows.
People
driving me nuts.
Love us because we're real. You understand?
I apologize. Yeah, no, I know.
Apologize though, Jimmy. Don't you?
Just ever, to anybody with ears.
I will get on the next train and go in there and fucking pinch your cheeks. Don't apologize to me.
Throw me through the window. The last thing I want to see as I die is that fucking window breaking. I want to know that I broke it.
Dude, you'll be looking up at me like mama after she took a fucking hit of slow-mo and Dredd threw her off the fucking balcony. Could you please watch Dredd?
It's Judge Dredd with Stallone?
Dredd.
Now you're fucking...
Hey, no, I'm Judge Dredd.
I am the law.
I'm the law.
No, I am the law. Dude, when he said that, I go... Oh.
You loved it, huh?
No, I did not love it. Oh. The opposite of loved it. The opposite. But hey, Kurt Urban, holy shit, man. Dredd's the most fucking underrated, best comic book movie that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, that's the reference I was talking about. I don't want to get... anyway.
Oh, by the way, Matt, can we say...
Yes.
congrats to Jared Cannonier. Looked really, really good. Gastelum is as tough as they come. You can't get any tougher. Literally get dropped and then jumps back up punching. Like, I mean, he's just impossible to put away.
That was weird. It's like he woke up before he even hit the floor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm out. I'm up. I'm just doing a back roll. How you doing?
And the Madsen Guida fight was great. Split decision.
I'll tell you right now. I don't know about that. I thought it was close. I thought Clay won, but I, what do I know?
Yeah, I did too, but I wasn't crazy about it.
I wanted some on the floor. It's one of those where sometimes you get two great grapplers and they cancel each other out and you got a stand-up match. I thought Clay was good though. I liked
He was really good.
He was throwing a lot of punches and bunches. It seemed like he was landing more. Then you look at the scorecard. I mean the punch
significant
stats.
Strikes, yeah.
Really? I don't know about that. I don't know. I thought Clay was busy enough, but dude, I don't know. You know, what do I know? You know?
Yeah.
I was a little Brandon Royval with cheese. It's not Royval with cheese, Jimmy. That was from Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
You know what they call a Big Mac in France?
Yes.
What?
You know, you made a quarter pounder. What do they call a Big Mac? A Big Mac.
No, is it?
A no, Big Mac in France is a Big Mac.
No, I think they call it a Royale with cheese.
No, that's a quarter pounder with cheese because they don't use metrics.
Wait, what is it from Pulp Fiction, though?
A quarter pounder with cheese.
What do they call a Whopper? What is it from the movie?
A Whopper is in the movie. It's a quarter pounder with cheese is called the Royale because there is no quarter pound. They don't use pounds.
Jimmy, when I'm wrong, I admit it.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Yes.
Listen.
What do they call a Big Mac in France? Le Mac de l'Age.
Big Mac with cheese.
Yeah. With fromage. Yeah.
Dude, I went to the drive-thru the other night. My wife goes, yo, get the family meal. I don't know how much there is. Get two of them. Dude, there's 50 fucking nuggets in one. I didn't realize I got 100 nuggets.
Oh my God.
My wife's like, what is the matter with you?
Yeah.
You told me to get the family back in two. She goes, well, I didn't know how much was in them. I go, find out. I'm holding up the line. I got to make these decisions.
I wouldn't have known either. Honestly, I would have done the same thing.
I go, better more than less.
How many nuggets did you eat?
I don't eat nuggets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not great.
I got a spicy chicken sandwich. Ooh, it was spicy.
Yeah.
Jimmy. I enjoyed the fights. I was a little surprised with Royval getting choked, with strangled in that fight, because he's so crafty on the floor, you know. But you know, credit to Alexandre Pantoja. Could you please help me out? Can you please?
Pantoja.
I said Pantoja.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Alexandre Pantoja. Pantoja.
Alexandre Pantoja. Yeah. Over
Shamil, listen to me. All I know is, what a good fight. I enjoyed it because I love the grappling, you know. So listen, that was a great fight, but I was surprised how he got his back taken and strangled at the end.
Yeah, he almost went out. Who actually went out?
Holy shit, from the kick?
No. Oh, that was fucking performance. Ignacio... Bamondes over Roosevelt Roberts, who's very tough, but that he is really fun to watch. Those spinning body kicks were they look just awful, really, really unpleasant. He throw what a variety of weapons he uses. He uses everything. Very, very hard guy to figure out. And Roosevelt Roberts looked a little bit kind of very unsure actually of what to do. He just kind of kept backing up to the cage. He just couldn't get going really. This guy is really, really difficult to figure out. So yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
And that kick with 5 seconds left.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
No, it was something else, man. Brian Keller got it done pretty dominant, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Domingo, he's going to have to get some wrestling in there. He can't accept being on bottom like that.
Yeah.
Because whoever sees that's going to be like, okay, double leg to victory, you know, because he didn't, I mean, his guard wasn't totally like inactive, but you got to be busy, man, because Brian Keller made that look easy, you know?
What did you think of
Vince Pichel?
I think it's Josiane, I want to make sure I'm saying Josiana Nunes against Malecki, that first round knockout. The size difference between them, the way she was kind of closing her distance with Superman punches, and Malecki was throwing like really good kicks. She obviously is a great range with those legs, but man, it's crazy to watch somebody so small close the distance on somebody so large pretty consistently.
I mean, it's all about the way she mixes it up. But I love the Superman punch to the distance. That's a beautiful thing, you know? I mean, they're thinking you're kicking low or coming low, you come up high. I love that fucking thing to close the distance.
Yeah.
But, you know, you time that wrong, you're getting fucking clocked. So it's getting clocked also. So it's all how you put it together, and she did it beautifully. So congrats.
Yeah.
Also, buddy, what about Vince? What about our buddy there?
Oh, Michelle, yeah.
New friend to the show. He looked awesome, man. And Austin Hubbard was in that fucking fight, man.
Yes, he was.
I know it's 30-27 he lost by, but it seemed closer in a sense where Austin was in the fight. But damn, right?
That's was there two 29-28s? Let me look at that.
There was one fight. The unanimous decision, 30-27, three times.
I'm sorry. Which is the one? There was two 29-28s, which I thought was right, and one 30. Oh, maybe that was Guida. There was a 30-27, and it was like they didn't think Guida won one round. What the fuck are they talking about? Maybe they were.
It's true. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. 29-28. Okay. It's a split decision. But then all of a sudden, a 30-27. How is it a split decision? One guy sees it 30-27.
I don't know, man. But also, Parker Porter. Beat Chase Sherman. After the first round, Chase Sherman just seemed something mentally seemed a little like, I don't know. He didn't exactly, he wasn't loving it in there. When he, the communication with the corner was, he wasn't giving any, you got your feeling. It wasn't very. Was he asking if he won the round? But he didn't seem pretty gung-ho about being in there and
doing
business. It seemed more concerned. And I don't know, you could chalk it up. I don't know what you could chalk it up as. Maybe just chalk it up as Parker Porter just taking, landing better and having a better night. But Chase, something just seemed a little off to me.
Yeah, I know. Porter was very good. Yeah, really good.
Porter did great though. Good for him. That was fun. That was a fun fight, because it seemed like it could have been over at any time because he was throwing some heavy shots, But hey, listen, Gastelum was in that fight though, so I
thought it was great
that he won. I mean, that if it would have went to him, I don't think that would have been I seen crazier things,
Yeah, but I thought that Cannonier clearly won that. But I mean, again, Gastelum is just so tough. And he's so different, difficult to keep down. Just the way he jumps up, he keeps moving forward. Nothing stops him. He's like a little tank, throwing uppercuts. He's just a great, great fighter. Even though he's 1-5 in his last six, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll always watch Kelvin Gastelum fight.
Yeah, that's one of those where a lot of those could have went, it feels like
sure.
In those fights, it could have went the other way and whatever. But hey, listen, respect to Cannonier, man. Yeah, I like that he wants to stay busy, man. Speaking of hungry, he's like, I want to get paid, man. He's like, I need the money. I want to keep.
He said he's broke.
Yeah, I'm broke, right? That's what he said. He wants to get paid, man. So let him stay busy. That's great. He's hungry, man. I want to see him. I don't think he wants to wait around, man. He made it pretty much easy. He wants a contender title, the title or contender, he said.
I agree. Yeah. And tremendous. And his cardio seemed to hold up really well. Like he had really good wind all the way into the fifth round. I mean, and Gastelum, it's hard to judge against Gastelum, he's like a diesel engine. I mean, he just doesn't stop moving. So that was a great, great main event.
Jimmy, what do you got going on besides your windows, Jimmy? Let's talk about something else. What are you doing besides the windows? I know you guys, you're taking care of the windows.
September 10th and 11th, I'm doing Chicago and Detroit. Go to jimnorton.com. I have shows in Philadelphia, New York. It looks like Atlanta and a couple other places. So go check me out if you wish.
Jimmy, I'm on Cameo. And I'm also sarahbjj.com. Get yourself a nice shirt. Look what I'm wearing.
Oh, that's nice.
Ain't that nice?
Yeah.
Sarah Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I love it. I live it. And so can you. No, Jimmy, I want you to train soon. Why don't you come visit
me? I will.
You know?
I've just been very distracted with doing shows again. The last 2 months has been very, very hectic.
Oh, shit. You know what also they're doing with me? Can I tell you? I'm going out to Vegas. I think I'm going to take the wifey with me. And they're flying me out there. They do a thing called a year of the fighter or something like that.
Right, right.
UFC. So they've done that before with like Forrest Griffin and I'm pretty sure like Masvidal and Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Yes.
So I kind of killed the last name.
That's okay.
But we love her. So anyway, they're going to fly me out there and I'm going to be doing that. So I'll let you know when I'm doing that.
Yeah, please do.
Get that. But that's nice though. That's a, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice they think of me. But Jimmy, listen to me, man. I'm going to be talking to you in a couple of days, if not sooner.
Yes, buddy.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
It's good. Jimmy, I love you so much. Everybody, goodbye and talk to you soon. Well, yeah. Well awkward goodbye.
I know. I'm just thinking about getting a rowboat for my living room.
Jimmy, listen to me. Stay. Yes. If you want to vent some more, you can call me about your window.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.